Thank you to sophomore Emma Johnson for our prelude music today. Good morning and welcome to Daily Sabbath. We extend a special welcome to any of you who are first-year students or for whom this is your first time attending Daily Sabbath. Through the course of any given week, we gather at 10 a.m. for practices to help us pause, rest, and reflect in the midst of our full and fruitful schedules. Many of these liturgies are rooted in the Christian tradition, and others allow us to learn about and experience the wisdom of other traditions and perspectives. On Tuesdays this semester, we gather for interfaith observances and contemplative practices from a variety of traditions. Today, we welcome Megan Krause, Director of Wellbeing at Gustavus, who will lead us in a guided meditation about forgiveness. Please welcome Megan.
Good morning. I am the Director of Wellbeing here at Gustavus, and my work focuses on science-based compassion in action, which often means I look to research to reinforce what my heart likely already knows. Studies conducted in the last 20 years have found that spiritual practices are associated with better health outcomes, such as increased energy, better coping skills, better overall quality of life during an illness, and longer lifespan. Whew, powerful stuff. Today we'll explore the spiritual practice of guided meditation. All religions practice forms of meditation. And while many religions offer the same essential practices, each religion has its unique orientation, drawing on its own symbols, stories, and teachings, and favoring certain practices, subjects, and goals. I remember being a kid, feeling forced to say the rosary before Catholic Mass. Back then, I didn't understand the meditative qualities in repeating a cycle of prayer. But whether expressed through prayer, song, or other contemplation, our focus is generally directed first towards the heart, producing a deeply felt understanding that suffuses the whole being. So today we'll do a heart-centered meditation focused on forgiveness. Forgiveness is good medicine. Letting go of blame and negative feelings after a hurtful incident is a practice in a number of spiritual traditions, including Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and Judaism. Science shows forgiveness offers many health benefits: better immune function, lowered blood pressure, improved cardiovascular health, and decreased anger and hurt. Choosing to forgive is powerful. And it's easier to let go of the anger or hurt feelings associated with the circumstance if we remind ourselves that much of our distress is really coming from the thoughts and feelings we're having right now while remembering the event, not the event itself. So I invite you to join me in this guided forgiveness meditation. If you don't feel comfortable, I invite you to take this time to reflect in your own heart-centered way about a matter of personal importance. Let's begin a guided forgiveness meditation. This practice has three steps. We begin with those whom we have caused harm, intentionally or unintentionally. Next, we turn our attention to those who have similarly caused us harm, intentionally or unintentionally. And finally, we turn our attention to self-forgiveness for ways we may have harmed ourselves, intentionally or unintentionally. It might be best to start with someone who is easiest to forgive or be forgiven, and over time, move to working with more difficult people. It's best not to force yourself to forgive that which you do not feel ready or safe to forgive at this time. Simply acknowledge whatever comes up for you with a non-judgmental attitude as much as you can. Let whatever emotions arise come and go. You can always come back to the breath or the body as an anchor. And go at your own pace, because remember, it's a practice. Begin settling into a comfortable seated posture with your eyes closed, becoming aware of the fact that you are breathing, becoming aware of the movement of the breath as it comes into your body and as it leaves your body. Not manipulating the breath or controlling it, simply being aware of how it feels. Now, when you are ready, expanding your awareness beyond the breath to include the entire body. Simply noticing sensation in the body, internally or externally. Bringing your attention now to the thoughts as they come and go. Seeing each thought as it comes up in the mind as a passing event. And when you are ready, bringing the awareness to emotions that arise in the body and mind. Frustration, restlessness, peacefulness, sadness, joy, or fear. Now, simply noticing how the body, mind, and heart are feeling right now. Returning to the body breathing. Noticing where you feel the breath moving in and out of the body. Letting the awareness ride the waves of the breath. Now beginning to take a gentle journey of awareness through the body, inviting the possibility of letting go and relaxing the body. Allowing a kind attention to sweep through the body. Letting go, letting be. Allowing whatever is present to be just as it is. Now, bringing to mind someone whom you have harmed, either intentionally or unintentionally. Bringing to mind someone with whom it feels unresolved or burdensome. Seeing who comes to mind, taking a few moments to visualize or imagine this person, noticing the details of their appearance. And when you are ready, gently saying this person's name to yourself and asking forgiveness for how you have harmed this person. Saying this person's name and then saying, "Forgive me, forgive me. Forgive me for any actions I did, whether intentional or unintentional, that caused you harm. continuing with or without the name, as if speaking to the person directly, trusting yourself to ask for forgiveness in a way that feels right for you without getting lost in the content of the story of whatever may have happened. Taking your time, repeating a few times at your own pace. May I be forgiven. What's most important are not the words, but the felt sense, as much as you can, letting it come from your heart, with the intention for healing, asking for and opening to receiving forgiveness. Taking a few moments to transition, to let go of those images or thoughts. Noticing how you're feeling now. Bringing the awareness to the body, the breath. Taking a few easy, deep breaths. Now bringing to mind someone who has caused you harm, intentionally or unintentionally. Noticing the details of the person's appearance. Noticing what feelings arise for you as you bring the person to mind. When you're ready, begin to offer that person forgiveness. Saying to the person in your own mind, using that person's name, I forgive you. I forgive you for the ways you have harmed me, intentionally or unintentionally. I forgive you. I forgive you. Repeating at your own pace a few more times. As before, trusting yourself to forgive in a way that feels right for you without getting lost in the content of the story of whatever may have happened. Now, letting go of the images or thoughts, noticing how you're feeling. Bringing awareness back to the breath, the body, taking a few easy, deep breaths. Now, imagining or visualizing yourself. Noticing the details of your appearance. Bringing to mind anyone or any situation for which you wish to forgive yourself for ways you have harmed yourself. When you are ready, using your own name, say, I forgive you. I forgive you. May I forgive myself. Again, trusting yourself to forgive in a way that feels right for you. When you are ready, letting go of the images or thoughts. noticing how you're feeling, bringing your awareness back to the body, to the breath, taking a few easy, deep breaths. Now, taking a few more moments to offer gratitude to yourself for taking this time for yourself. For taking care of your own heart. For lightening the burdens, the hurts you have accumulated in your life. Remembering that this is a practice of letting go and moving in the direction of more peace, happiness, and freedom. Breathing in stillness for as long as you wish. And when you are ready, gently opening your eyes and slowly returning to the present, to this moment, this place, to resume your day.
Thank you for coming today. May you go forth in a state of gratitude and peace.